The next time we find healing in more than one person, we remember Miriam, Moses' sister, got leprosy when she rebelled, and Moses interceded and she was healed. But we're looking at all. Over in Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 8, they rebelled against God and against Moses. And fiery serpents came into the camp and bit them. Now, you know, when you rebel against God, there's going to be consequences. How do I know? Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, this is what you'll reap. So, fiery serpents came into the camp and bit the people. And Moses cried out to God, and God said, make a replica of this serpent. Make a replica of this, verse 8, and lift it up on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he looks at it shall live. So Moses did that, and verse 9 says, so Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Now, the word looked in verse 8 and the word looked in verse 9 are not the same word. The word in verse 9 says everyone who beheld, and that means to look intently, by implication, to pay attention, to consider it, not a passive glance. You know, that's what a lot of people think. They hear one scripture or one sermon on healing that they're ready. No, it doesn't work that way, because the devil comes to steal what you've heard. Now, Jesus told us, we don't have to surmise this or guess this, Jesus himself told us that that serpent was a type of him. So in John chapter 3, verse 14, Jesus made this statement. He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, he couldn't have been referring just to his sacrifice, because the serpent wasn't sacrificed. He's, in context, he's talking about, the context was healing. And then he says that whosoever believes in him, when he's lifted up, should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't it interesting that Jesus brings up a type of healing with him dying on the cross, but people today believe that he loved them enough to die for their sins, but not to heal them? No, that doesn't make one bit of sense. You receive everything from God. You receive the benefit of the cross by faith. Everything. Now, the serpent was a type of Christ. He just told us. So, the serpent itself was a symbol of sin. And Christ was made sin for us. The serpent was lifted up on a pole, and Christ was lifted up on a pole. The sick of Israel received healing by looking on the brass serpent. Now, I'll guarantee you there were people who said, I'm not going to do that. That is dumb. Are you kidding me? You think that I believe that if I look up at that serpent, first of all, there was 2 to 3 million people. You got to find the serpent, right? If you on the edge of 3 million people, you ain't going to see that serpent. So they had to put forth some effort. And I'll guarantee you that there were people that died because they would not look. They would not take the effort. They wouldn't believe Moses. I mean, it sounds a little stupid, doesn't it? It sounds as stupid as walking around the walls of Jericho. And they weren't just to look at it in glancing, but intently. The word means to show regard. It's like, take heed to my word. It's health and medicine to everyone who finds it. Not finds it in Proverbs chapter 4, but finds it in their heart. How are you going to get it from Proverbs chapter 4 in your heart? Well, then you're going to have constant, careful, diligent, reverent, prayerful study of the Word of God. Amen? You can't take these things lightly. Think about this. These people were dying, and I'm sure there was some that, instead of trying to look at the serpent, just trying to kill the serpent. Amen? Mama, get the hoe. Give me the axe. Give me the shotgun. Where's my flu shot? Mama got a remedy for snake bite, right? Don't bother me. I'm mixing up the medicine. Come on. These things are all types and shadows. But God provided no other remedy than looking to that serpent. You know, there might have been a natural remedy, I don't know, for that snake bite, but maybe not. And that don't mean the natural remedy works, but God's remedies always work. He provided no other remedy than to looking unto that serpent, or in our case, unto Jesus. No other remedy. The Israelites had to have faith. They had to believe Moses and obey him. As God's invisible force of power caused them to be healed by looking at that serpent, so it is with healing from Christ. The serpent on the pole brought healing, so Christ brought healing on the cross. Who were healed? All who would obey. Who died? Those who wouldn't obey.